is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fokker. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Always immersed in thoughts. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3, and you do want to listen at 3. It's the big Friday extravaganza for you and your family and all your friends to hear. I'm your host, Artinger, with you. The legendary Joe Artinger with you. Until 3 o'clock. Hey. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Oh, this segment's about my freaky movies I like to collect. And it is the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Time for the Joe Show as your star.
Joe Artinger.
And, Joe dressed up for today. You're dressed a little more formally than you normally dress.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, now, you have on jeans, right? Those dungarees?
Yeah.
But they're black jeans.
You have on dungarees, and you have on a shirt that actually appears to be of the variety where it has a collar and sleeves.
Right.
And he's actually wearing...
On.
He's the sneakers he's wearing are actually dark-colored sneakers that...
My brand-new Vans,
wow.
Man.
As far as sneakers go.
And the shirt is actually... Is it tucked in?
Yeah.
And with a belt?
Are you going out tonight?
Not a sweatshirt.
No.
Look at
me. I'm halfway home.
Forget it.
I'm halfway home.
Forget it. I wore my nice clothes. Joe, what will we be watching today on the Joe Movie Show?
Today we'll start with Barbiturates, a Case Study.
And Joe's, circa what year is this movie made?
I don't know. I'll have to look. The credits, the dates are on the credits.
Barbiturates,
right.
Make you sleepy.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thanks, Buzz.
You're welcome. That's right.
1969.
A teen tells how he was turned on to Reds because marijuana was no longer effective.
Reds, man.
The soundtrack is oddly upbeat for a film about downers.
We're not talking about the Warren Beatty film, are we?
This film, no. Although, God, you would need barbiturates to see Reds. This film is one of many that blame marijuana as a gateway drug to harder stuff. From 1969, Barbiturates. We play this... as a public service.
Very good.
All right, let's roll it. Hit it. Play film.
Right.
Can we kill the lights just a wee bit?
Case Study, Barbiturates.
Right on.
These look like people on Dragnet.
Swinging music, man.
Remember on Dragnet when they would dance?
Barbiturates because grass wasn't having that much effect on me. Me and my friend have been smoking for about 2-3 years. It wasn't a thing to be identified by anymore. Everybody was using weed.
Now, they're doing a collage of still shots.
30, 40 numbers a day.
Now, the technology...
the man just said 30 or 40 numbers a day.
But it appears to be a group of people he's with.
Oh, okay.
And the technology...
That's better.
The technology that they're using is a bunch of that 1969 slash...
Real quick editing. Editing. At the time, very sophisticated.
Yeah, all the pictures are blurry, but that's how it looks when you're doing 30, 40 today.
Very cutting edge, very avant-garde.
You
and they're
get
dancing.
High, but it just didn't have the same feeling. So I tried Reds, Barbiturates. I just needed something new. I got them from friends. They were on H, but they always had jars and pills around.
Sure they did.
It's just like heavy drinking, but a more sluggish feeling.
Oh, that's nice.
I was dropping Red Devils, Sikano, at first. Later on, I fixed it. Your perception is all out of whack.
You know, if you could pause that for one second, one comment I would like to make. I'm thinking back to something Buzz said. And, you know, I no longer go there, kids. But
I know.
I think back in the day, I think there may have been a time when I tried to have 40 joints in one day. And I think,
wow.
I think, you know, you top out after about five.
Yeah, man. I would imagine
so. I think after about five.
Mm-hmm. We used to call that the bong-a-thon.
And who has the time?
Wow.
Do the math.
Yeah.
That's like 2 an hour.
That'll kill you.
That's 2 an hour.
I would think.
Well, you'd be very happy. You'd be very happy killing you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know some cats that could definitely do 30 or 40 a day.
Cats. Some cats.
Some cats.
Would they be would they be in this video? All right, let's roll this. So marijuana's bad.
Are to you?
So you need reds.
And he started
driving.
His pot's not enough.
I was at a red light. I got woke up by a cop. He didn't know I was under. I told him I'd just gotten off work.
Uh oh.
Another time I was home. I thought I was acting
real. Hey, I like the space music.
Walked by my mother. I turned the corner.
He's fallen on the ground.
The wall. I passed out. I woke up in the same place the next morning.
Wow.
Kicking a barbiturate habit is like nothing you've ever kicked. With heroin, you get sick, vomit, can't eat or sleep. With barbiturates, you have all of these and more.
What they're showing on the screen looks like a Rorschach test, right?
They've gone to the psychedelic.
Yellows is about all you can take.
So they've said heroin's better than barbiturates so far.
Oh, really? Is that what they said, Buzz?
Well, if you listen, yeah, that's what they said.
You found that to be true?
I wouldn't know.
So they played this in school in 1969.
That's it.
That's it?
It's over? Yeah.
Now, Buzz, what was the message there? Other than the fact that a guy likes smoking 40 joints in one day and it found that it wasn't enough for him.
And he's talking about how, the differences between that and other drugs. I'm not sure that's doing anything for the 1960s youth of America.
That's the same music, by the way, when Bugs Bunny broke the ether jar. That's the mad scientist.
Michael Elston has Buzz I didn't mean to play that. Play that one. Joe, what is the other?
Next is LSD, a case study. This is the one I've been talking about for weeks, the girl who goes to the hot dog stand.
Oh, is this the girl who thinks she's a hot dog?
Now, No. The hot dog starts to protest the fact that she's going to eat it.
Will this be still photographs, or do we have a little more live action in this?
I don't recall.
All right, let's roll.
And that's because he's hurt himself, youngsters.
Let's roll it on the Joe Show. Joe's only had 30 joints today. A young girl describes her first LSD experience. While this film was made to educate audiences about LSD and its effects, the descriptions of the hallucinations could be tempting enough for a bored teen to try the drug.
Well, is there any other kind of weed?
Hello.
Hey. Julia, you're too young. It's a groovy piece.
No, it's the same format.
It's a peace thing. They're sitting around in their neighborhood jackets.
Yeah. And they're smoking joints.
And they all look like Sergeant Pepper.
Right.
I first dropped acid when I was 18.
Hey, you pig.
This is the same terrible format.
Look at this pig.
This guy I went to school with was over there and asked
me
if I wanted to
try film strip type.
You're right.
I had read about it in the newspapers and heard a few friends talk about it, so I was curious.
Yeah, baby.
I was pretty jacked up on marijuana, so I decided to try it, and I dropped it. I don't know what I was waiting for.
How did you get jacked up on marijuana?
Or whatever.
Who jacked the water?
waiting, and nothing was happening. So I got up and then went to the dresser and put on a pair of pink capris.
Some more psychedelic
brown blouse.
Painting.
I thought the colors were beautiful.
Forget it.
They are.
So we tripped down to Market Street, and I decided to buy a hot dog.
Okay.
Look at the guy in the hot dog.
She's in front of the hot dog stand.
How are you?
Something's haven't changed.
She's on an acid trip.
I was very hungry. And I had put mustard and ketchup and relish in the usual. And I put the hot dog up to my mouth.
Yeah.
And somebody started screaming.
Somebody started screaming.
I didn't know what was happening, so I looked up at my friend Terry and said, "Did you hear that? Didn't you hear someone scream?" He said, "No."
No, of course not.
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again.
Yeah.
And I was ready to bite.
Right.
The scream got louder.
Protesting.
And it hit me. No, it couldn't be. And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on it.
Oh, they used one of those little cheap Cupid
it's
dolls.
A Cupid doll.
Hold on. Stop it for a second. It's a troll.
Right.
It's not
we call them Cupid dolls in the
but the troll dolls? The troll dolls, the little ones with the big long hair?
Yeah, they, in certain places they call them trolls. We call them Cupid dolls.
Well, either way, back in the day, so you know the toy we're talking about.
My sister had a QP doll collection.
Oh, yeah.
Trolls kicked ass.
they didn't scream at her. Don't they still sell them? They still sell those somewhere.
Except I think they're like G.I. Joes, that they've gotten very tiny. They're like all...
Yeah, little ones now.
Mainly on keychains.
I still have an original.
Do you have an original one?
A troll, yeah.
Where it looked like
does it scream at you?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was going to say something.
And he started telling me that
I got to go on vacation next week. I was going to stop him for a second.
Seven kids at home.
Yeah.
I've had the same troll for 23 years.
Oh.
I love you, baby.
I'm here all week. See you Monday, John.
It's a joke.
Hello.
Hi, oh, Julia. Cute. Okay. Back to
and I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me? And he says, nah, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
He thought I was just faking. And I told him, look at the thing. He's got a face. And he's screaming. And the guy finally looked over, and he got on the same trip that I was on.
So what they're doing now is to demonstrate the fact that she thought the hot dog was talking. What they've done is taken a troll doll and put it in a hot dog bun.
And once again, it's all still pictures mixed with that. How do you describe what we're looking at? Because it's the psychedelic kaleidoscope kind of color.
It's like if you're watching the Discovery Channel and they're showing bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
You'd see it at the Fillmore East in old films.
Sure.
If you've ever seen...
oil on water is what it is.
What it is, and they would project it literally through like an overhead projector.
Right, that's how they do it.
Forget it!
That's all this thing. Is.
Forget it. I'm halfway through the movie.
Come on now.
Be the troll.
Yeah, roll it.
And we sat there carrying on a conversation with that hot dog.
The troll.
Finally, I decided I was just hallucinating, so I put it in my mouth and bit down.
Oh. I didn't like that.
It screamed so loud that you could hear it all over town.
Yeah.
So I had to throw it on the ground and step on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's awful.
I was jumping on this hot dog in the middle of Market Street.
There she is, jumping on the hot dog. She's stepping on it now. She smushed the evil hot dog that was talking to her.
Those guys would pay to see that.
I realized that I had murdered it.
Yes.
The hot dog.
Hot dog killer.
And I took off screaming down the street, scared.
Good scream.
Wow. This is maybe your best movie ever, Joe.
Wow.
Better than The Trainables.
I told you it was good.
Now we see a single fame.
Is that the end?
That's yeah. They didn't put a lot of effort into these films, did they?
Wow.
I think we've all learned our lesson.
That's it. So, let's see. What did we learn from that one?
We learned that don't eat a hot dog if you're tripping on acid.
Because the hot dog will end up looking like the troll. Like the little troll that we all had when we were kids. What'd you call them, Mike? Were you little?
QB dolls. Same thing Joe called them.
All right. Well, that's the Joe show now. Joe, I understand... you know, we're going to be gone. Everybody, don't flip out. We're not fired. We're going to be gone on vacation for a couple of weeks. When we come back, you will have more movies, Joe?
I should have more when we get back. I'm getting 4 new DVDs. Another Sex and Drugs featuring Keep Off the Grass, Sudden Birth, and then another one called Engineering 201, What to Do on a Date, Social Acceptability,
good.
Your Junior High Days,
yes.
And then one on Patriotism.
These are all from the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm. Day of Thanksgiving, Duck and Cover, a classic.
Oh, good.
Red Nightmare, which should be good, and Patriotism with Bob Crane.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, again? Wow.
Then one on religion, Atomic Energy Can Be a Blessing, Youth Suicide Fantasy, and You Can Change the World with Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Jack Benny.
So there you go.
Stay tuned.
Joe. That's good
all
stuff.
Right, thank you. The Joe Movie Show, everybody.
Joe. Who doesn't love the Joe Movie Show?
Glad we had him come back in because he was halfway home. Forget it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, have you seen my wiener?
Hey, that's something about Mary.
Right.
That. Hello. That was a hot dog call, I think. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don't you remember the damn troll lady? The collection of the damn trolls?
The what? Hold on. I'm lost there. What did he say?
Some years ago, the company that made the trolls originally was a German company called DAM. D-A-M-M.
Right.
He did like the Randy Quaid thing. How many damn trolls do you have?
Gotcha. And I do remember it. Thank you. It's my mistake for answering the phone. Actually, it was the mistake of who's the cat who made this? Is it Edison?
Yes.
Is that the dude I should blame?
No, Alexander Graham Bell.
Well, same difference, yeah, because without the other dude, this thing wouldn't work.
Right.
So blame both of them.
Forget it.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern on your way to work. Don and Mike on your way home. Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK.
The bus pulled up at the 9th annual pancake breakfast. I had a few questions.
Hey, parents, are you tired of your kids going over their wireless minutes?
Yeah. Well, you know teenagers, they talk.
About what?
Yeah. And kids, are you tired of your parents hassling you for going over?
Yeah,
I just don't get it.
We have likes too, you know.
Well, now you can relax, because only Sprint got rid of ugly overages. Check it out.
Now, share 800 anytime minutes on two lines for just $70 a month. Additional lines are each just $10 per month. And with the Sprint PCS Fair and Flexible plan for families, there are no ugly overages. Because 100 extra minutes cost just $5.
You can save money.
Thanks.
And you can keep talking.
Oh, yeah.
Sprint PCS. Now that's better.
Offer ends 11/14/04. Requires two-year agreement per line and preferred credit. Taxes and Sprint surcharges excluded. Activation and termination fees apply. Claim based on comparable plans with 35 cents to 45 cents per minute overage. Base price will vary. Roaming excluded. See stores for details.
Ma'am, are you the owner of this 2001 SUV?
With a Carfax vehicle history report that says if we miss a major problem reported by the state,
we buy back the car?
Yes.
Ma'am, it's rare, but we missed one. Here's the check for the SUV.
Great. So what are you going to do with the car? It won't trouble you again, ma'am.
Don't buy a used car without a Carfax history report. Now with the buyback guarantee. For details, ask your dealer or go to CARFAX.com.
You know, I have this boss.
We try to stick to cars, ma'am.
Washington has two enduring institutions, the Redskins and the McLaughlin Group. Of the two, the Skins rule during the season. So McLaughlin is surrendering his flagship NBC4 Saturday night 7:30 showing and moving to New